Anchor, it's Anna Guerra here. We're back to Anna Guerra here. Just today going really ad hoc because it's late, I don't have time, I need to sleep, and yeah, it's gonna be like this every day now, mostly. First of all, I'd like to say sorry for not posting on Friday and Saturday. So here and now, I'm welcoming you to episode 5? Yeah, episode 5 of Being a Microsoft Intern. So, welcome. So what happened was basically I had plans both nights, and for that reason I ended up not creating anything, and I didn't, like I was telling you guys, I was sleeping like 5-6 hours during the week. So basically just my Saturday, like the whole morning of Saturday, I was sleeping. So it was really, yeah. And then the problem is, oh yeah, but you could have like backup episodes and post it. Yeah, but where is the time to record the backup episodes? I really would like to find time to do that. But between trying to do, trying to prepare for stuff with my job, between trying to read articles, between trying to be with the people that I care about, it really has been hard these days, but you know, I'm still adjusting. It's definitely better than in the beginning of the week. And yeah, I guess next weekend I do need to stay at home and work on my stuff and not like plan to go see this or that and just stay at home really and work. Because and then the other weekend, so next weekend I will stay here in Lisbon, and the following weekend I will probably, not probably, I know I will go to my hometown, Batalha, because I have physiotherapy, which is something that you do not know about. My back, if you check my spine, it kind of looks a little bit like an S. Visually, you can only kind of see it if I'm like totally naked. Otherwise, you can't tell. I can talk a little bit more about this problem for a little longer, maybe an episode this week, because I think it's something that today it doesn't affect me much, but in my life for a while it was kind of a really big deal. But since I've been going to physiotherapy, it really really helped me a lot. So yeah. Just before I started this anchor of today, this podcast of today, I was watching Xbox E3 stage. So for those of you who are not gamers, E3 is a very big games convention, big games conference, where the main video gaming brands get together and kind of announce consoles, technology related to video games, like game titles themselves and everything. So what I did was I watched the Xbox One. So it's about almost 2 hours. I have like about 20 minutes left, so I pretty much watched the whole thing. And I did that by my own. I wanted to do it as kind of homework, because although I was a gamer for a while, obviously if you don't play it, you kind of lose all the knowledge, and you're not up to date with the different releases and the console and everything. So that was my way of kind of updating myself. And it was very, very useful in terms of kind of understanding the specs for the new Xbox One X, what makes it so great, what makes it the most powerful console in the world. And the other thing was just kind of understanding what are the new Xbox titles and specifically the Xbox exclusives, because I've been kind of n not on social media yet, although the other person who was managing social media before me, they posted about like specific titles, and like I didn't know about many of those titles. But the things that I'm doing at work, sometimes I run into video game names, and like I'm not sure what kind of game it actually is. So I had some time to do that with the conference, and I guess soon enough, I will be able to kind of memorize the faces of these execs, just like I did with Microsoft conferences and some Google conferences and stuff. And honestly, like, I would love to go to E3. I was actually thinking about it because I saw some vloggers there and everything. And I think it's a great time because it's in June and kind of my internship ends around that time, so it would be like a good kind of getaway after the internship or while kind of almost finishing the internship. And it's in California, so yeah, that is also a really good location that I want to visit in the US. So I think it would be really, really cool if I could go to E3. I think it would be like really, really life-changing experience kind of to be part of such a big event. It would probably be like the biggest event I had ever been to, I guess. And I guess for those of you who are here on Anchor, if it does happen, you will be here to hear about it because I'm gonna keep posting until then. Yeah. And this brings me to the next subject, which is I kind of feel pressure to buy an Xbox One right now. Because I'm hearing about Xbox One all day in my job and the new release with Xbox One X. And like when I go into something, I like to go all in. Like in Portuguese, there's like an expression which means to dress the shirt, which means you're like really playing for the team. And that's really me. That's why I don't like to do that many projects because then I don't feel like I'm involved in them as I should. So as of now, like my only two projects is my actual work, which as of now is being like the PR and social media manager for Xbox in Portugal, which is my internship that we've been taught, and then kind of my anchor and blog, which I consider them one thing because they kind of feed off one another. And I really feel like I should get an Xbox, like to understand the console better, to kind of get myself into the video game community again. And also, I think it would be like very fun to kind of, for example, play an MMORPG, which is kind of an online role-playing game, and kind of document that experience here on Anchor, like trying to find like a crew of people that I could play with and everything. I think that would be really cool to document here on Anchor, or for example, get games like FIFA where I can play with my friends. When my friends come over, we could do that instead of just watching movies. And obviously, there's like some games that I would love to play individually, for example, Final Fantasy 15. Final Fantasy was kind of my game crush for such a long time. Me and my cousin, okay, we've had Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, and then so those were the ones that he had, and then I had Final Fantasy 10, Final Fantasy 10 2, Final Fantasy 11 we didn't have because it was online, and then we had Final Fantasy 12. I had Final Fantasy 13, then he had Final Fantasy 13 2, 13 3, and he had also Final Fantasy 15. And I didn't have those. So because I didn't buy I didn't buy PS4, although I was PlayStation girl. I had PlayStation 3, and I couldn't mix. Well, I'm kind of lost now because I'm just realizing I'm talking about a PlayStation in a Microsoft Xbox kind of thing, but still. What I mean is I didn't buy the latest generation of consoles. That's why it would make even more sense for me to kind of get an Xbox. And I can get an Xbox S, One S for about 240 something euros. So it's not that bad. So maybe I will get one. I think it would be cool. But realistically, I don't have that much time to play, and a lot of times I would rather just watch TV, watch a TV series, because I don't have to be as involved as I have to when I'm playing a game. But that can be good or bad, I guess. But what I can tell you guys is that I would, right now, I would get like Xbox merch, I would get like an headset, I would buy a fancy customized controller for Xbox that they are able to do in the Microsoft store. I would just get all of that stuff right now in this moment because I'm so into it and I'm so loving what I'm doing. So what else can I tell you guys? I can reveal some things that are going to happen now. Tomorrow, I will meet with a friend of mine from kind of my university crew, the people that were here last time in my kind of party, house party. I'm going to meet with one of them because what he does for a living is just doing Facebook ads. I'll go through it in the next segment. Yeah, as I was saying, I have this friend who used to be one of my colleagues in university, and he was, in fact, the marketing director for the organization that I was in, Executive Consulting. So I kind of, in a way, reported to him, and I also, my interview to get into the junior consulting company, he was the one who interviewed me, but way before that, we were really good friends, and we still are very good friends. He's part of the Lisbon crew, definitely. And because his job is, he only does, I'm like pretty sure, he only does Facebook ads for his company. It's not his company, but the company that he's working with, it's an online printing company. So what they do, they're a startup, and basically they connect people who want to print something, whether that is a business card, a poster, or a print on a shirt or something, and they connect it with actual like printers, printing companies. So, and they make money like that. And because that's his job, I think it would make perfect sense to kind of get with him and kind of learn a little bit more about his craft and know about his tricks and everything. But because that's only what he does, they just do a lot of Facebook ads and invest a lot of money on it. But I guess it brings out a lot of money as well, so they keep just investing. And another thing that I'm going to reveal is that I just decided this like 15, not 15 minutes ago, but just before I started this anchor, that I'm going to be interviewing three Microsoft interns very, very soon. So people who also entered Microsoft at the same time as me, and what I'm hoping to get from them is trying to understand their perspective on the company, why they wanted to go to the company, what is their current like job, what do they do at Microsoft, same as me, and kind of understand what they're passionate about, the struggles at work and everything. I think it would be really, really cool, and I could even do those interviews like straight after work and stay a little while for on the office and do the interview. So I think it could work out really well, and we might come up with some interesting stories, and just I would love to get to know my colleagues better as well. So stay tuned for that one. Maybe I'll probably get like one interview this week, maybe two, and then we'll see. And this was the final kind of final episode of season one of being a Microsoft intern. But I'm just gonna keep up the episodes probably. I think these interviews make sense to be part of this series. So you'll still find a few episodes of this series. I just don't plan on doing them every single day. But I hope that you love this week as much as I loved sharing this about you. And just know that I'm very, very excited about the job, very excited about learning. And I am obviously excited about sharing it with you guys. So thank you for being here with me, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.